body. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the Java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patton. And we're the food guys.
You know, I was thinking about pizza the other day. I always hear this stuff about you should have a pizza stone.
I have two ovens at home, side by side in the wall. One oven I use is a regular oven for baking. The other oven, I have one shelf lined with quarry tile. That's the oven that I use for pizza and also for baking my sourdough breads.
So you have to have one of those big spatula-type things.
They're very easy. One of these wooden paddles. Uh-huh. That you shape a pizza on it. You can shove it into the oven right onto the stone and then pull the peel away, and your pizza or your bread is resting now very comfortably on this very hot surface.
So I don't have to go buy a pizza stone.
If you have quarry tile, you don't need a pizza stone. And you can line your whole shelf with quarry tile, whereas the pizza stone is going to probably be maybe 14 inches.
You can make a pretty big pizza if you wanted to.
If you wanted to.
Although 13, 14 inches is fine. But you were telling me about a portable oven.
I found it online.
What's that called?
It's called a Uni. It's U-U-N-I with the number 2 after it. It is the neatest looking pizza oven. It's $300. You have to assemble it. They give you the tools to assemble it. It's a wood-fired pizza oven. They provide you with a huge bag of wooden pellets. It comes with a baking stone. It comes with a baker's peel, which is a metal one. After you've assembled it and you've put your initial supply of wood pellets into the oven, you will cook outside with this. Within 23 minutes, it heats up to close to 900 degrees.
What? 23 minutes to 900 degrees?
And of course, for baking a pizza in Italy, the wood-fired ovens get to be about 700 to 750 degrees. That's about as high as you need. Remember, the pizza dough for an Italian-style pizza is not going to be like the kinds of pizzas we buy here. The Italian pizza, it's a thin crust. The filling is the thin layer of tomato sauce, a little bit of cheese, and then you pop it in the oven, and it cooks in about 90 seconds.
90
yes.
seconds?
Yes. So you can have an assembly line. You can cook a lot of pizzas for a lot of people portable oven. And I think as we move on to the summer, this would be a very nice thing to have.
What do you think about these pizza doughs that you can buy, refrigerated pizza dough?
I like them when I'm in a bind, if I haven't thought enough ahead to make a pizza dough. Because if a dough has been in the refrigerator for a number of days, it tastes better. There's been enzymatic action on the flour and the aromatic compounds and taste.
I hadn't even thought of that.
Taste compounds are released, and so
I've bought them a few times. I like the flavor of them.
Yeah,
it's even better if I keep it a couple
and
days.
But if you want to make a pizza dough, it's so easy, John. I mean, it's flour. Easy. Water, yeast, and salt.
That's pretty simple.
That's
almost like Crazy Cat.
Use bread flour, or you can use whole wheat flour. You can use unbleached flour. You can use a mixture of whole wheat and white flour. Yeah. I wouldn't use 100% whole wheat. You're tasting too much wheat, and you're not going to get the filling. 3 cups of flour, then 1 package of instant yeast. You have 2 teaspoons of salt, a couple of tablespoons of olive oil, and then maybe a cup of water or so. You can put all of that into a food processor and let it go around for about a minute or so, and you have a pizza dough.
Sometimes those breads taste a little sweet to me. Do you think they put sugar in them sometimes?
You mean if you buy a dough?
Yeah.
It should say that it has sugar on the label, but if it doesn't have a label, then you don't know. But if it tastes sweet to you, John, it probably does have some kind of a sweetener.
Yeah,
It should not. There should be no sugar in pizza dough. And then you let it rise, and then you can punch it down. And if you let it rise in the refrigerator, you can leave it alone for a couple of days after kneading the dough. It's very easy. Anybody can go online and look up any kind of recipe for a pizza dough. Pick one that you like.
There's an infinitude of pizza recipes.
And as far as toppings go, it's very simple. The homemade tomato sauce is good to put on it. And you don't even have to have a tomato sauce. It could be a white pizza, which means pretty much using cheeses. Not too much. Popping it in the oven.
You could put pineapple on it if you wanted to. We don't recommend it.
Anyhow, pizza is a great food.
It is fabulous food.
It is. If you make your own, or you go to a pizza place that knows how to make a really great crust, and the filling is not going to weigh down the crust. You don't want a lot of filling on it.
No, you don't want a filling on it. Anyway, that's a wonderful suggestion. Bear that in mind, one of those unis.
I'd love to have one.
Yeah, I'd like to have one just to fool around with it.
Yeah.
Anyway, come back next week for the food.
The food guys. La 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 la